Now, after demand and supply management, we come to customer relationship management. So how do companies manage customer relationship? Now, a spreadsheet could be an easy example, or even a physical notebook is an easy example, right? So what do you need to manage customer relationship? What does customer relationship management mean? Now, simply speaking, it's about having information about your customers, right? While doing your marketing research, you create a vague picture of who your customer is, right? For example, young parents living in metro cities, having kids aged maybe 2 to 10 or 2 to 12. So you get a vague definition, understanding of who's your customer group. But when customers start buying from your company, you want to maintain individual customer records, right? For example, dentist would want to maintain records of each and every patient that comes to him or her, because he could then contact them for follow-up appointments, right? Maybe in a dental checkup every 6 months. So how does he or she contact the customer unless he maintains a record of who are the customers, what is their contact information, phone number, email, maybe address, when was the last appointment, and what was the last appointment about? Because there are different services a dentist would provide. So based on the nature of one appointment, he or she can then predict when would the customer be available for the next appointment with the dentist. And accordingly, when that estimated time arrives, the person would use the contact information to proactively reach out to the customer to ensure the customer does not go to any other dentist but comes back and makes a repeat purchase. That's the primary idea of having a customer relationship management system. So if you have a handful of customers, it could happen in a physical notebook, but that's manual. You could use a spreadsheet, you could automate a few stuff, you can add in formula. But now there are a lot of software systems available, and now we even have industry-specific CRM or customer relationship management systems available. You may have heard of Salesforce, for example, Pipedrive, Zoho. There are so many customer relationship management software systems available, and then there are industry-specific solutions. For example, CRM for hospitals, CRM for plastic manufacturing companies, CRM for education industry. So now it's become industry focused, because every industry, every service sector has their own unique requirements. So software providers have made changes and customized it to suit particular services for using their CRM systems. So let's first understand customer relationship management. Now, customer relationship management refers to developing a bond with the customer through various activities, which could include interactions the customer has had with the company. Now, here, interaction is not only the service transaction. It would be every inquiry, every call, every email, every SMS, every complaint, every appreciation. You want to track everything, every touch point a customer has with your company. So you could use that information to increase the bond with the customer. For example, if you are a company, an e-commerce software provider, where different vendors can come, log in, register, and sell their products, like Amazon. So Amazon would want to then track every search history of a customer, and basis that, the recommendation engine of the portal could recommend products to the customer based on your last browsing history. You would have seen that yourself. So Amazon or Flipkart would recommend products to you not only based on your purchase history, but based on your browsing history, right? Then they also recommend products to you based on the purchase history of customers similar to you. So that is, they are able to do that because they're tracking every interaction and every customer touch point. And by recommending personalized suggestions to you, they're able to create and develop a bond with their customers. Now, this bonding helps in developing a relationship with the customer, which is known as customer relationship. And CRM or customer relationship management is all about managing this relationship. So technology, as I said, Salesforce, Pipedrive, Zoho, or even spreadsheets. Technology has leveraged both in developing CRM as well as revenue management, because then you could use the information that you have about a customer to increase revenue. For example, in the dentist example, now that you know that, okay, once customers, patients come for an appointment, they usually come back after another 6 months. So you could use that insight to reach out to all new patients after, say, 5 months, nudging them to book another follow-up appointment. By doing that, you will be able to get back some of those customers, maybe most of the customers, or very few. But irrespective, you will be able to increase the revenue of the customer. How much can you increase? Depends upon your communication and the customer's or the patient's satisfaction with the earlier appointment. So managing this relationship, this bond, this information about the customer is what is called as customer relationship management. So what are the characteristics of customer relationship management? One is the service management. You want to ensure that all details are captured, the customer's likes, preferences, demography, purchase history, so you can manage the personalized service being offered to the customer. So service management facilitates or is expected to provide services to the customer, which would enable not only to develop good relationship, but also develop good service experience and customer loyalty. For example, if I as a customer for Amazon, if I go ahead and I buy, example, office shirts for myself. Now, Amazon needs to recommend me either more options for office shirts, or maybe they could recommend trousers, they could recommend accessories like tie, belts, watches. They could, since I'm buying office shirts, they can recommend me office stationery, laptop bags, backpacks. But if they start recommending me, for example, a hiking gear. Now, I may not be a hiker, and based on my browsing history, purchase history, there is no indication that I may like going for hiking or trekking, right? So why would Amazon recommend me that? So if Amazon keeps doing that, that does not make me feel good about it, because I want relevant products in my feed. So that's what about giving personalized service to customers. And that's where all the information that is gathered in the CRM helps service providers tweak what they offer to every customer or smaller groups of customers. Then CRM helps you sales and marketing. As we said now, recommendation of products, be it online or be it offline. Online, Amazon or Flipkart or Myntra or any other portal would use the customer's browsing history, the purchase history, and purchase history of similar customers to recommend products. When they recommend products, customers end up buying more. So they're using the information for sales and marketing. In the offline world, if you go back to the dentist example, the dentist is using the information of your appointment date, your appointment type, and the behavior of other patients who had come for the same service to upsell and cross-sell to newer patients. So again, they're using that CRM and the information for sales and marketing. So a CRM platform enables to capture certain valuable information, like they could promote to the customers a new launch of service. So when you launch a new service, you know that this service may appeal to what section of your existing users. So then you could use your CRM to promote the new service, the launch, to that one or two particular group of customers. Then you could use customer inputs on an existing service. You may want to capture feedback, suggestions to improve upon an existing service so that the newer customers feel happier, are more satisfied, and that again increases the revenue of your organization. Then you could sell products or services to new customers or existing customers, either cross-selling or upselling. Again, recommendation engine, either online or offline, you could use insights You could use customer history, or you could use the history of a group of customers, similar customers, to recommend more products. For example, a wedding photographer, for example, may then cross-sell other design services by partnering with other, for example, decorators or caterers. Now, if a person comes to you to book your appointment as a wedding photographer, you know the kind of other services a person or a couple may need on their day of wedding. So you may partner with other service providers for a caterer, a decorator, a flower seller, and you could sell those, cross-sell those, become a referral source for other service and product businesses, and you could cross-sell and upsell to your customers to increase your revenue. So the CRM information could, one, be used to provide personalized service experience to your customers. Second, you could use that information to recommend products to sell more to the same customer and to new customers. Then the CRM lets you maintain the profile of all customers. As I said, you could either use a physical notebook if you have a handful of customers. You could use a spreadsheet if you're good at it. You can add formulas, you can have columns, name, date of birth, address, phone number, purchase history, likes, dislikes, or you could use CRM software to maintain the customer profile. So the profile would contain that what is the current purchase behavior of the customer. So how frequently, for example, a food delivery app would want to know how frequently does a customer order food on their app. Now, in case if the customer has been ordering maybe twice every week and the person stops ordering for say a month, this insight would be available in the CRM. So the company could then send personalized SMS or app notifications with offers to get the customer back on their app and for the person to order food again. So once you maintain the profile and the purchasing behavior and frequency, you could then send notifications, alerts, offers to lure the customer to buy more and buy more often. So maintain a customer profile. Where does the customer live? What does he like to order? In case of food, does he order more biryani? Does he order more South Indian? Does he order maybe more pizza or fast food or maybe more sweet dishes? So basis that, you can target the customer for more products and more services. Who are the maximum spenders? So you could reward your maximum spenders with additional offers. For example, first access to newer services. So you need to know who are your maximum spenders and then the time period or how long the customers have been with the company. The longer that you are you're able to retain your customers, you're able to earn more. There's something known as the customer lifetime value. So what is your customer lifetime value? Let's say, for example, your customers on average stay with your organization for 4 years, and in 4 years, let's say they spend about 75,000. So the lifetime value for your business is 75,000, but maybe one of your competitors has a lifetime value of say 1,20,000. Now that could be because of two reasons. One, maybe they are able to sell more, so the average order value is higher, or the frequency of purchase is higher, or maybe they are able to retain customers for more than 4 years. For you, it is 4 years. For them, it may be 6 years. So either they're able to retain customers for longer, or they're able to sell more high ticket items or more frequently to their customers. So you need to understand what is your customer lifetime value, because there is a cost to acquire your customers. To get customers, you may do offline ads, you may do online ads, and lifetime value should be able to cover all those expenses, the cost of delivering services, and you should be able to make substantial profit on every customer serviced. Hence, you need to know this, and that is where CRM again comes into picture. If a customer has been inactive, like we discussed the example of a food app, now if the customer has been ordering twice a week and suddenly the person stops ordering food, you need to send notifications because you want to understand what's gone wrong. Is the person traveling maybe? Or maybe he's not well? Or maybe he's now started using another service. So that will you'll get to know only if you send notifications, email, messages to get the customer back. So you try to get the customer back so that he starts ordering again, and you're able to increase the years of association with the customer. So, and then the benefits of customer relationship management. So as we discussed, the two major benefits, the primary goal for every business is that they're able to sell more to their customers and create a good bond. So hence, the most important and probably the key scope of the CRM, both technology platform as well as the human intervention, is to develop relationship with the customers. You want to create that bond, that relationship, that association to the ability. So you need to have the ability to deliver great customer experience. As I said, if I go to Amazon and if I've been ordering only office shirts and they start recommending me trekking gear in my feed, I'm not happy about it. Or if I order on my office shirt and they say that, okay, I'll get a delivery in 24 hours, but I do not receive the shirt for the next 3 days, I'm not happy about it. I need to have all different payment options, credit card, debit card, UPI, or other wallets, and even maybe cash on delivery. If my preferred mode of payment is not available, I won't be happy doing business with Amazon. So you should have the ability to deliver great customer experience. And a CRM lets you know that. If more and more customers want you to have UPI as a payment option, you need to integrate that on your website or your mobile app. Then deliver service within the time limit defined. So if you commit 24 hours, if you commit 7 days, if you commit 2 days, ensure that you deliver the service within the promised time. Then create customer loyalty. This could be, again, because you're delivering great experience, you're delivering within time, you are responsive, you're giving them value for money, and you are delivering personalized services to the customer. So you are adding value to the customer's life. And then facilitate repeat purchases. So roll out offers, understand what they may look to order, and roll out those offers, discounts, notifications to make the customers buy again. Give them referral discounts. So if I refer 5 of my friends and 3 end up buying, I should get a reward, my friends should get a discount. So companies use those offers, and all these help you enhance the revenue for your service business. So CRM, as I said, is simple. You could use physical notebooks, create columns, tables. You'd have seen older businesses doing that. Or use spreadsheets, use a Microsoft Excel, use Google Sheets. But if you want to move to a more advanced automated version, then there are tons of CRM software available where you have integrations with email, WhatsApp to send notifications. You get all the dashboards analysis to analyze the purchase history, the purchase frequency, the average order value, and basis the interest and the purchase of other similar group of customers, you can then recommend products or services to a particular customer by offering personalized service. So leverage the CRM system to create better bonding, to deliver personalized services, and to enhance the revenue for your service organizations. Thank you.